want to shout out Celestria real quick. Thank you for giving us a topic to talk about book writing. I'm about to publish it on the Kevin Touch, and then echoing on the Anchor Nation Next Gen. Hope you're doing big things. Keep it up. Welcome to the next generation.
Kevin, Larry here from the Larb. How are things? Just want to wish you all the best for your new show. Hope you're getting out on iTunes. I'm doing the same. I was taking a bit of advice from Sherman over at the Crazy Asian there in relation to podcast and how to structure it and stuff, you know. And going to go with it for a while and see how it turns out. Hope you're doing the same. Hope you're well and having a great one. All the best. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Hey, the LARB. This is KT, the host of Anchor Nation Next Gen, and my other half, Domo Soma, is out right now. So I'm taking over the call-in just a little bit. Some response. Thank you for so much for the kind words, LARB. We're going to make you proud, buddy. Appreciate it. And Dreams Unwind, just wanted to shout you out. Thank you for calling into the station. Appreciate it. Hope you're having a great next generation type day. Keep it up.
Hey, KT, Domo Soma, Alan with Sentient Future here. I love the energy you guys are bringing to your station. I think it makes a lot of sense to cater to the youth on this platform. We all have potential, but the youth have the most time on their side, so it's with them that we can have the greatest positive impact. I'm looking forward to what you are putting out there. I know that you're going to go in a bunch of different directions. If you guys by any chance go the route of teaching some of the basics, some of the foundations of what habits and skills really translate well into adulthood, please let me know through a call-in or through the content on your station. I think intentional living, the sentient worldview, and just applying technology to achieve our goals and live out our purposes fits that really, really well. So yeah, I fully support what you're doing. Love to create value for you and your listeners wherever possible, and I'd love to know how I can help. Take care, guys. Live intentionally. Thanks. Hey, KT, Domo Sama, Alan with Sentient Future here. I love the energy you guys are bringing to your station. I think it makes a lot of sense to cater to the youth on this platform. We all have potential, but the youth have the most time on their side, so it's with them that we can have the greatest positive impact. I'm looking forward to what you are putting out there. I know that you're going to go in a bunch of different directions. If you guys by any chance go the route of teaching some of the basics, some of the foundations of what habits and skills really translate well into adulthood, please let me know through a call-in or through the content on your station. I think intentional living, the sentient worldview, and just applying technology to achieve our goals and live out our purposes fits that really, really well. So yeah, I fully support what you're doing. Love to create value for you and your listeners wherever possible, and I'd love to know how I can help. Take care, guys. Live intentionally. Thanks.
Sentient Future, thank you for the call. And boy, this is KT over at the Anchor Nation Next Gen with Domo Sama. And yeah, man, intentional living, I like that. I like that theory a lot. Hope you can bring that to the table in all your platforms you do, man. Keep doing those big things, and thanks for checking in.
Hey, what's going on?
Domo, it's KT. Let's get this going, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on, KT?
Not much, man. We about to let's start the last show with the Anchor Nation Next Generation, episode number one. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this intro. Hello, everybody out there in the Anchor Nation Next Generation land. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Next Generation. And joining me with me is my co-host. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, everybody? It's Domo Sama from the Jensei Show. I know KT been killing my name a little bit, but it's all right. I go by whatever you want to call me, man.
All right, Damo, it's KT. Once again, we're back on. And tonight, we're going to take a fan question, which we got from Celestria. And I want to shout out one person who just is awesome. Sentient Future. He said he wants to maybe collaborate with us. And
that's my main man, Alan.
Alan, shout out to you.
I did an interview with Sentient Future. If you go over to his profile and look for the interview with Domo Sama, I interviewed with him and it was great. That's my main man. That's the first person I've ever contacted on Anchor. That's my dude.
Oh yeah, dude. And he said he wants to definitely collab with us in the future. We got to hook him up with that one day.
Great dude. Great dude. He's really into intentional living.
Yes.
We're about that over here at the Next Gen because you don't want to be successful for no reason. You got to be successful with the purpose. You got to lose with the purpose. You got to win with the purpose too. And I like his style over there.
Senti Future. Exactly. Senti and Future, if you're listening to this, man, you're already on the team. We're going to get you on the team for sure. Join the next gen. That's right.
Welcome to the next gen, Alan.
Let's do it. All right, guys. So this is it. This is the show tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about a very important topic. You can't start anything without preparation.
Preparation!
Let's get it. All right. So let's dive into it. So, Damo, what's your thoughts on preparation and how kids need this in their lives? Just not even kids, anybody their age looking for that dream to find that preparation.
Honestly, I think preparation is huge in today's society, not for the obvious reasons of being being ready, but I think it's something huge for confidence, because there's a lot of confidence issues out there. And for those people who aren't confident doing something, if you're practicing and you're getting better and you're preparing for a certain situation, when you get into it, if you use your imagination, you played that thing out in every possible way in your mind over and over already. So I feel like preparation is key, not to just success, but key to confidence.
Absolutely, and I echo the same thoughts. And a good example that we both share is basketball. And not even just basketball, but just the fact that sports, life, any passion you're doing, without preparing correctly, you're just going to lack that confidence, and you'll feel like you're more winging it than anything. And Damo, any experiences you know about people winging stuff and not preparing?
Oh my gosh, I'm the perfect example. You know, there's been times where I prepared greatly. Well, I'll go backward. There was times where I just didn't prepare, like for tests or something. Like all through high school, I never prepared for tests, and I would just pass the test and it'd be okay. But then once I got to college, if I didn't study for those tests and I wasn't prepared for those tests, it was a lot harder, because especially when the class only has four tests, like they only grade you on test grades. And if you're not prepared for those tests, it's going to be a long year for you.
Yeah. And absolutely, Donald, you're right. Because in school, you got to be on top of it. You start slacking off, you know, you're going to fall behind like this. Snap. It's it, man. For real. You got to be on it, or you might as well just drop. I mean, not drop. You might as well just not even show up if you're not going to prepare. Yeah.
Or just get up and keep going. Exactly. Just go or something.
Exactly. You got to roll with it. Handle the adversity and prepare for all the aspects. I love that for sure. So quickly, we'll talk about another aspect of preparation that sometimes gets overlooked. Is kind of that midfield, like you're in the middle of the preparation. People don't realize when you're in the game or when you're doing something, you got to also prepare the next move. So your thoughts on any strategies for the young or just anybody looking to find that dream for preparation when we get into the actual game or the gist of life?
I actually do. And that's just something that is ironic, but it hits on what we were talking about with Sentient Future.
Yeah.
You have to do things on purpose.
Exactly.
If you prepare on purpose, you prepare a certain way and do it a certain way on purpose, that then opens many doors to the way you adjust, to the way you even see it. Because if you don't do it for a purpose, if you're not preparing for a purpose, you aren't going to know the opportunity when you see it.
Exactly. So yeah.
You got to know what you're looking for. You got to know what you're working for. You can't just be out there working. Work is good, you know? All work is easy work. Anybody can do it. But how many people can put it towards something? How many people can say, this work is specifically for this? And no, nothing else in this world can have that energy.
Exactly. And when you do that work, you do it with the purpose, passion, persistence, and preparation and power. The five P's. You do it with the
Nice.
Yeah, you deal with
you hit them with the five P's, bro. Yeah. They don't know about the five P's.
Exactly, man. But if you can do those,
we got to do something. We should do a segment on the five P's.
All right, Yeah, let's I guess because we're starting with preparation for sure next week, yeah. Or even tomorrow we can do like a bonus episode for sure.
Yeah, whenever, man. This is next gen.
Next gen. That's right, baby. And I want to touch on that subject just real quick, guys. This is for the listeners out there. Damo and I, we heard this call in a lot today. There's no direction on this show. Literally, this is the next. This is the next gen. This is
yes.
We write it's our. Gonna... Yeah. What's up?
No, I was gonna say it's gonna make itself. It's gonna create itself.
Yeah,
it's gonna be organic. That's the word. Yes,
organic. Yeah, we're gonna get that organic reputation, guys. I appreciate the people who are wondering where it's gonna take us, but for right now, we just rolling. We're having a great time. This is awesome. So
one direction we are going towards, and that's an all positivity zone. No troll zone. Troll free zone here. Like, we're here. Everybody's here to support each other. Everybody's here to pick each other up. Yeah. Everybody's here to share their dream and attack it. No one's here to tear anybody down. We're not trying to tear anybody's building down. We're just trying to build bigger buildings. Shout out to Gary V on that one, because that hits hard with me. No trolls, man. The internet is saturated enough with that. We don't need it here. Like, this is where the love is, man. So come here to the next generation, because the next generation is all about love and support, man. And you can see it. You can see it in everything that's out there in social media. Everybody wants to do good and be good. So come here and show us what you got. And, you know, we're gonna put on for you, for each other.
Exactly, guys. And make sure you have a positive attitude. No whiners either.
No whiners. Even me included. I almost got on there today. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I'm tired. And then the guy in my head was like, of course you're tired. You're grinding. Get over it.
Exactly. And that's what we need to teach. Not just for any. Another thing, age is out the window. This is for anybody. You still have a dream. You could be 52. You're still living that dream. I mean, you can be 5. You got a dream. You can be any age. There's no limit here. This is the next generation of people pushing the positivity, finding the grind and doing what they love, seeking the passions. I love it.
Yo, I got a quick question for you, KT.
Yeah.
Like, what's a time where you didn't prepare, or a time where you prepared, or a time where a situation of preparation sticks out for you in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing, I'll give you the good example and the bad example. I'll start with the good. The good example is just preparation and prepping in more of my Anchor Nation interviews and just in school. It's important to prep in school. I always take time out of my day to do some. I have an anchor when I'm doing homework. I call it laser mode. I'm laser focused. And it's good though. I focus on my schoolwork, get that done. Then I'll start grinding on Anchor later. So that's a good preparation and Anchor Nation. I remember bad preparation when I was in elementary school and middle school. I mean, I was getting good grades and stuff, but I wasn't preparing my personality. My personality was too much about me, and I never, prepared for the future of working together. I'll admit, I was kind of more individualistic, and that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then,
wow.
Yeah, but then when I grew out of it, which is good, kind of like that next generation feel, I said, hey, you know what? This is a TEAM, team game. We gotta roll with the team. Gotta have that team mentality. Yeah, man. And ever since then, it's been great. So definitely getting away from that individualistic mentality is big. It's definitely key. Gotta spread the love. You can't just spread it within. Gotta spread it without. Spread it. Yeah.
I heard that, KT. Sick, man. That's what's up.
That is
so what. Where are we headed next with this, man? I'm excited a little bit.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about the preparation. Just now we'll get towards, we kind of did the beginning, middle, and now the end game preparation. This is huge. So has there ever been a moment in your life, Damo, where you felt like the end, or, let's say you're playing a sport or you're just doing something, where you feel like the end game preparation is going to matter to make that vital decision to push units?
Oh, my gosh, man. End game preparation is actually, I think, more important than any preparation, for the simple fact that you're nothing until nothing matters until the last 2 minutes of the game.
Exactly, man.
Nothing matters, because you can do whatever you want, but however you finish the game, that's how it's going to end. Like this, like people, there's always got to be a beginning, middle, and end. But the only one that really matters is the end. I won't judge a book by its cover, but I definitely will read the last page.
That's right. That's when the conclusion happens, man. That's when you tie. That's the summary. Yeah. Have you put the work together? Okay, you might have slacked up. What's up?
I'm just going with you, man.
For sure, man. Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, all right, maybe you slacked off a little bit. In the middle, you still might have slacked off, but in the end, you kind of pulled it back together and pulled us in, and like, hey, we're gonna read that last page for sure.
Nice, man. That's what's up, and that's the big part. That's the big part for me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, just excuse me. I'm just trying to get these headphones situated.
Oh, you're good.
But sorry, KT.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
Can you remind me the last thing I said?
Yeah, oh, you said you're talking about the preparation, kind of how you prepare for things.
Oh, the end game situation. Yeah. Awesome. So with the end game situation, it's really important, because if you play a sport and you wonder why all coaches for some reason go over the end of the game plays, like football coaches practice the onside kick. I'm trying to remember.
Two minute drill.
The onside kick. And I forgot, I'm trying to think of which coach it was. I think it was one of the recent Super Bowls. I think it wasn't that recent. I think it's when the Saints beat the Colts.
Sean Payne?
Yeah. He's like, we practiced that the day before.
Oh, yeah, the onside kick at halftime.
Yeah. That's what won the game.
Exactly. Changed the whole complexion. Absolutely.
That's what won the game. Actually, they did the same thing. I think Alabama did the same thing.
Against Clemson, 2 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Alabama did the same thing. That changed the whole game.
And you know.
So, and they practiced that on purpose.
Exactly. You can't do something. You can prep all you want, but if you don't do it on purpose, then you might as well. You just wasted your time, and you don't want to waste time. And this goes for not just the next genders, but anybody trying to live the dream. Every second is a must. Like, every second, you got to own every second. You got to live with purpose every second. You can't waste it. Can't waste it. That's big in the preparation.
Definitely.
Sure.
I'm with that, man. You already know how I feel about that, but I need to anchor nation to know.
Absolutely. Like, the next gen.
Preparation is key. Yeah, the next gen.
Next gen, like, baby.
Preparation is key to success, man. It really is. It really is. It's something like, and don't get me wrong, it's not something I always do. You know, I'm part of this journey too. I'm learning as well. I don't always prepare extremely well, but I'm trying. I'm doing it. I'm putting forward an effort, and because I'm putting forward an effort, the things that I want to happen is going to happen. Like, I'm doing it on purpose, you know.
Just like Sentient Future Alan said, yeah, you got to do it with the purpose. It's good. It's good that we get that mentality. Not just the, you know, a young age is more helpful, but even at, like, let's say you're in a midlife crisis, and let's talk about that a little bit. I thought about this too about a couple hours ago. What would your advice be for people like in a midlife crisis, kind of like the next genners looking to rise up again who lost that?
Oh, I love this, because I have something. I actually have something for that. That's crazy. Yeah. I just thought about it today or yesterday. I can't remember.
Yeah, feel free.
These days are long.
Feel free to share it.
I call it stepbrother syndrome.
All right.
And I call it stepbrother syndrome because when you meet that person in your head, when you meet that person, your higher self, the person that who holds you accountable for all the great things you want to accomplish, when you meet them, you realize, like, oh, man, I'm so much like this person, but yet we're so different. How can we do it? Like, how is it? This is amazing once you meet them. But then you get to see, like, you're like, oh, crap, like, we're at this point in life. And then you see all these opportunities we have. Like, things like Anchor, things like the internet, things like Amazon, things like laptops, things like Wi-Fi, you know, like monorails and planes and all this crazy stuff that wasn't here 50 years ago, technically, like, or in the fashions that they're in, you know, they weren't here. And now that they're here, this is what I call it stepbrother syndrome. When they got the night vision goggles, he said, oh, man, I wish we had these when we were kids. Then he said, even better, we got them when we're 40. Like, and I loved that. It was hilarious to me, but I loved it for the simple fact that I always say, I wish I knew what I know now then, but I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do anything with that information how I can now. Like, you know, like if I was 16 and I knew what the 25-year-old me knew, it wouldn't work out. Like, I wouldn't be able to do any of those things. Like, I wouldn't be able to do any of those things. So I like the stepbrother syndrome. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, because even better, you got it when you're 40 or 60 or 17, or either way it go. Everybody's moving forward in life. They're somewhere before where you are now. Like, even better, you got it now. Like, you got it. Like, there's opportunity there all day, every day, if you're into night vision goggles, basically. Whatever you're into, there's opportunity there. The internet is crazy. Like, you know, like, I met you. Like, what? 2 days ago, I had no idea who you were. 3 days ago. Well, I did, but you know what I mean, right? You there? But anyway, 2 days ago, I had no idea what was going on. And now, everything's different. Everything is different. So, it's super cool, man. I'm super excited about the whole direction of everything. But it seems like we're having a little bit of problem. But, so I'm going to just talk with you guys while we're here until KT can make it back. So just heads up, like just talking here on the next generation, like it's for all of you. It's for all of you. Anyone listening, it's for all of you. We want to know like all the perspectives. We want to know where you're coming from. How can we help you? What can we do in our community to make sure that your dreams happen? Like, we're not going to be the one to hand it to you, but we're going to be that village that they talk about, that race that's raising a kid. We all have to be that village. So I just think that Anchor Nation Next Generation, we're going to be able to do that while connecting with the next generation of kids at the same time. And that's just an amazing feeling to be a part of something like that. So I don't advise anybody to do anything, but if I were you and you want to connect with people and make an impact and make a difference, come over to the next generation, man. See what we're about. Let's try to build some ideals that we all like. Like, let's build a community that we all can come and enjoy ourselves and have our voices heard and have the First Amendment actually do its job and no one can abuse it because we all are here for each other. No one's trying to put anybody down. People are only looking to pick each other up. So I love this platform. I love everything that it stands for. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I really am. I'm glad it's a part of it. So, next thing we're probably going to talk about here, we're trying to get KT on here. I'm trying to get KT on here. I can't really hear him. Like, his sound is going off, but it's okay. So we're probably going to talk about, like, books. I'm pretty sure we're going on books and writing books or just that whole scene there. And actually, we might can come back for another segment here on the books. So this was Anchor Nation Next Generation with preparation, and it's key to success, and it's key to confidence. So if you guys felt that, please echo any part of this. And yeah, man, we appreciate you guys. Next time we get on, please, anybody try to jump on. Let's see what we can do. And yeah, man, welcome to the next gym. Keep contacting us, keep communicating. So let's do it.
What's up, guys? KT and Damo back for part two. Sorry about the little technical doubt, Damo right there, though. He took it to the next level like a pro there.
Thanks, bro. I had to.
filling it in.
Couldn't leave you hanging, you know what I'm saying? I had to adjust.
That's right, of course, and appreciate that right there. The boss and the mentee getting it done.
Hell yeah, man.
Baby, let's do it.
Yeah, boss, I got you, baby.
All right, let's do a little recap. We'll move into part two. So recap, preparation, it's the key to life. You have to prepare. And you also got to think about the beginning and the end in mind. Because if you think about the beginning, the middle, and the end, everyone wants to turn that last page and read it. No one wants to start, you know, in page 25. They want to start in the beginning, and they want to end in the end. So that's a perfect example of living there. And make sure, no matter what age you are, preparation key.
Nice.
All right, now we're going to get into the fan question of the week. This one goes out to Celestria. Thank you for calling into the Kevin Touch Station, which I echoed here on the Next Gen Station. So, Dom, this one's interesting. It's about books and just the book process. And your thoughts on the book process as we go on.
I've been really getting into books, actually. And that's crazy that Celestia comes with that question. By the way, thank you, Celestia. We appreciate you. If you can, jump on if you're on listening at all. But I just went to the library and checked out some books with my family.
Yeah.
And I got my little brother enrolled with a library card. I got a library card. And it's just something that I feel like we're moving into. Like, we're going backwards, but at the same time going forward. Like, right now we're going back into radio, and people are going to get back into reading more books. Like, I think it's just actually the older we get, we start seeing that. I don't even think the world is doing it. I think we're doing it because of our perspectives, now that I'm saying it out loud. But... But all that being said, it's just, I think books are really interesting right now. I'm really into them, and I'm glad we're on this topic. What do you really think about books? Like, what's your current state of the union on books?
Oh yeah, man, it's definitely powerful. And one thing about books, sometimes maybe you don't connect with the chapter, or maybe just you connect with the page or something. Maybe you just feel like that page you just want to take notes on. That's the great thing. A book's not one page; it's many pages, and if you connect with that one thing, maybe take a note or two and just really hit it off and just try to explore the opportunities. Books are like opportunities, and they're two-way streets. You know, you can go this path, you can go this path, you can go this path. There are a plethora of opportunities out there with books.
Yes, definitely. Especially with, like you said, like with online and audio books and everything.
Yeah.
The book game is going to the next level. That's why radio had to do it with Anchor. And now books have to do it as well.
That's what the next gen's all about.
That's what the next gen's all about, adjusting but keeping it OG.
Exactly. Getting ahead, keeping it OG, keeping it real, and just living, man. Living with that purpose, man. This is great.
Just staying true to who you are, you know?
Exactly. Never lose the authenticity. Always be authentic. Never try to be someone else. And books can teach you that in a good way.
For sure. Right.
So we also kind of, Celestia kind of touched on, we've actually personally met, and she's actually trying to write a book herself. So to the aspiring author out there, what do you have to say about that? Any tips to the aspiring author? Celestia's
aspiring question? Authors?
Yeah.
Seeing how I'm not an author, I can't really, my advice wouldn't be pro advice, but if I had an author friend, like you or something, or Celestia, once we meet, I would say just write. Like, it doesn't matter where it is now. It doesn't matter how we see it. Because in our heads, we got the perfect idea. You know, and there's a lot of, I think it's Plato's cave, but it's just like the perfect idea, like that kind of stuff. Like, we don't sound right to us. So you just can't worry about what you're writing. You can't worry about it because you just got to get it out. You know, you just get it out. And then you can adjust. And then you can take what you want and do what you want, but do it at a high level. Like, you got to get it out on purpose. Like, we're going back to that. Like, if you get it out on purpose, like, you can then make it to the part that's the finished product faster. You know, like, there's kids out there. I'm going to tie it to basketball because that's the only way I really translate life and understand life. Mm-hmm. But I got kids who have really high motors, and they'll go out there and work really, really hard, and they'll get down when they mess up. Like, you missed one layup, bro. Like, with how hard you go, no one hardly sees all the times you boxed out, all the rebounds you got, all the times you ran the floor, all your hard cuts, the time you dove on the floor, the time you got that steal, the time you got that other steal, you know? Like, those kids don't see it because they think that's just a part of it. Like, yeah, I hustle, I go hard. Yeah, that's regular. But they don't see it the same way the writer sees that. The writer doesn't see that, how beautiful writing really looks, even though it's hard for them and regular for them. You know, but I tell that kid, hey, if you mess up at 110%, I can coach that. You know, if you try to do the right thing, as long as you're trying to do the right thing and you're doing it as hard as you can and you're messing up at 100%, then you're okay because you're getting to the good part faster. All these other guys who aren't practicing hard on purpose aren't getting to their better selves as fast as you're getting to your better self, even though you feel like your skill set is behind theirs. But you're getting, you're going.
Absolutely. You can work with the people who put the 100 rather than someone who puts the 50. You put the 100, you're going to work with it.
I know what I know I'm dealing with.
Exactly. And that's the next gen. I love about this next gen, man. Anybody in the next gen, they're cautiously aggressive. They know when to be aggressive, and then they know when to, you know, pump the brakes. Maybe we're finding something, and they can be insightful. And that's with the writer. They're like, all right, I'm not afraid to fail, but I can just take a step back, see where my writing's at, maybe go in a new direction, and boom, masterpiece. It's so
masterpiece.
Exactly. It's kind of like art. I mean, art writing is just self-expression. You're expressing yourself each and every day. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I'm going to go on to that. I'm going to go into both of those because I love what you just said. He was like, it's art. It's like expressing yourself. And that's why with what I'm doing with becoming a basketball sensei, I aim to teach the game like it's a martial art. And Bruce Lee is quoted on saying a martial art is just an honest way of expressing yourself. And that's big time. If you honestly express yourself, it's a martial art. One. And I think that's just, I think that's a really huge thing. Like, I really do. Honestly expressing yourself is huge.
And you know what else is huge? It can be in anything. It doesn't have to even be artwork. It could be basketball. It could be, you could go out and make a difference in your community. That's art. You're expressing yourself. Expression, there's so many ways, there's a million ways to express yourself. And not just on social media, but even face-to-face convos, writing, what else? It's just helping a neighbor. I mean, that's all expression. You're showing gratitude. You're showing grace for the love of the game or just or the things you do.
And you know something that you can't forget when you're when you're expressing yourself, mm-hmm. that there's different ways to express yourself. There's also different ways to experience things.
Exactly.
That's why we have different senses. That's why we have touch, feel, taste, smell, sight. You know, we can hear. Like, there's different ways to experience things as well. So if you're open to the way different ways people express themselves and a different way people experience things, then I feel like once again, the next gen is for you.
Exactly.
Because this is for the people who want to express themselves through talking and they don't feel like people can listen or they have a platform for people to listen or to hear them. Like, it's not just for people who want to get their idea out there so people can help and they can connect and all that. Like, for some, like myself, it's just so that way I know I'm not crazy just because someone feels me. You know, like I feel not so alone.
Yeah, you need that companion too. And I think another great form of expression that people might overlook in a way is even dating is a form of expression. People might even think, oh no, we can just go on, you know, these dating apps. Well, no, that's expressing yourself. You're expressing yourself towards another person, and you're showing love and compassion. I feel like some people, they're not open about it, and they hide it in. Any thoughts on the people who hide it in?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what my mom told me. What's in the dark will always come to the light.
Yeah.
The truth will never have to defend itself. So, whatever it is that you do, oh, yeah, you want to be on Tinder, you're talking to somebody, that's fine. Like, that's why it's out there for everybody. But once you start trying to say, we didn't meet on Tinder, now it's going to be weird, because if you meet with that person, you like them, and you guys end up actually having a relationship, you're living a lie because you're trying to hide that. Like, now people don't understand what's the good parts of Tinder. Now they can go on having this bad perception of it. The same perception you have. But you can, like, look, I found love on Tinder. It sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. But for some people, it's real life. And it's not crazy. And that's their life.
You're right, man. You're right. Absolutely. You can't. Even the whitest of lies, even those small lies, they can lead to big problems down the road. And you just won't feel, you feel guilty every day when you lie. It has that sense of it. And kind of tying it back to the book question by Celestria. Once again, thanks again. Shout out to Celestria. And the book.
Celestria.
Appreciate it. Yeah. The book sometimes, if you want to write the right way, write it the right way. Don't write it. Don't let someone tell you have to write fiction. You have to write nonfiction. Don't do that. Let you do you. You can't let someone else control you. And if someone's telling you to do stuff, speak up, or you know what? Express yourself. If you feel motivated, they're telling you to do something, go against them and write the best masterpiece you can only do.
Yeah. And you know what's even better about the world today?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have to write a certain type of what there is. Like, and, oh, wow, I can't believe this has happened all at once. Like, in school, I've started to notice that a lot of people, myself included, almost write like the way we text. Like, we get caught up almost writing the way we text. And the real world is getting more and more that way, because we're starting to, with the new ways they can express our tone through text, we can, you know, we have different ways to, you know, to talk to, for people to understand us. So we don't have to necessarily write correctly or proper or APA or whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever.
We just write it. Because I forgot who it was. I feel like it was Grant Cardone. He was like, I just wrote the book. It says, I'm a best-selling author. I'm not a best-selling, right? Like, I'm not a grammar guy. Like, I'm just here to get it out.
Do it. Just...
like. His actual book that was published has all kinds of grammar issues and punctuation issues. And he said, no, it's cool. Leave it like that. And put it out and sold it. And people bought it knowing that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's the value of, I don't care what others think. This is my style. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I mean, it's simple as that. If you want to leave it with errors in there, guess what? That's a good thing, because guess what? We're all going to make mistakes in life. And if it's one simple error, why stress the small stuff when you can just worry about the big main points in the book? Don't even care. All right, so I forgot to capitalize T in the on it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah.
I hate doing that when I'm posting on Instagram, but I do it anyway and I hate it.
Exactly. But at least you're trying, I guess for social media, at least you're trying to make a good point. But
I'm trying to connect. I'm just trying to, like, because some people won't be able to read it the way I'm saying it. So I'll just use a general term or something, or a general way where they will understand it. So that way, because some people are looking to see if it's capitalized. And then if they go and look and see if my T is capitalized, they're not getting the message.
Definitely. Texting, you could definitely, or any type of, like, posting. Especially with words, you it could be misconstrued.
But can I say something on that? Not caring about people's stuff, because you made a really good point, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to piggyback on that. And that's when you don't care what other people think, and they know you don't care. That process for that other person, Ali, they don't care. Like, once they know that, now when they're just like looking at whatever. Like, because people are going to judge. Like, people, like,
oh, yeah.
The word has a negative connotation, but people are going to, like, judge, because, you know, our natural thing is preservation. We don't want to add anything negative to our life on purpose. So everyone's naturally judging you. So, like, people are going to do that. And once they know that you don't care what they think, then they're going to really try to get to know you, because they're going to try to give you an honest way of what they think about you. Now they know they can be honest. when you don't care what people think, they'll be honest with you. Like, I don't care. I don't, you don't gotta tell, like, you're not saying I don't care if you say mean things. You're saying I don't care if you say good things. So now that person can really think deep down who they, like, what they feel about you. And when they interact with you, it's going to be honest. It's going to be true. They're not going to, they can't, like, when you're real, real recognize real. And if it don't, like, it's going to bring the real out of you if you're not real. And then you're going to know something new about yourself today. And that's what impact is. You show them what's real about themselves by not caring. You show them how bright your light is so they know, like, oh, snap, my light can go up too. I can have, I have a light. I have another level. I didn't know I had another level. This guy has another level. He's just like me. And that was on, like, Dragon Ball Super when they first met the other, the Saiyan from another dimension. He was like, oh, wow, like, there's a whole nother level to this. And they taught him how to do it.
And I like that because just to piggyback off that, you got real meets real and unreal. You're going to get real one day. You got to get real. Next geners, this is perfect. This is a perfect segue to the next gen people out there listening. Donald just said it. Real is real. Don't be some unreal dope. Be a real person. If you want to keep it real every time, every minute, you're going somewhere. You're being a gen. You're being that next gen to lead something major. Like, you're wanting to lead the way. You're showing the people who are not real that you're the boss and you're dominating the real world. That's, I love that.
And you know something crazy, bro?
Yeah.
And this ain't nothing. I'm really saying, like, because Gary Vee's taking it to a whole nother level, and he's showing people how to capitalize on keeping it real.
Yeah.
By being real. Being self-aware of himself and just being that is making so many other people start doing that. Like, they're giving themselves permission. Like, he's shining his light and people just want to do that. And he's showing them how to not only do that, he's showing them how to get paid to do it for free.
Exactly.
That's why I love him. Like, that's my dude. Like, that's why I want to work. Like, I want to work, like, with him, not for him. Like, people like that, like, nah, man, you got to work with those guys. Like, you got to find, I got to work with him, not just his company, him.
Yeah, the man.
Because that's real. Like, I got to be around that real. Like, I got to have whatever, my realness exposed. I got to, like, that weak stuff that I have. Like, I want him, like I said, it's going to pull all the real out, you know? Like, I want to be suffocated. I want the real, like, that's why I want to surround myself with people who are about it and put myself at the bottom, because I want to be suffocated with how real they are and make me have to be real. I have to come through and do what I say I'm going to do, because I'm getting suffocated. The fake is getting suffocated out. I got to be myself, because that's who everyone thinks I am. Mm-hmm. They got a taste of the real me, and now they don't know who anybody else is. If I'm something else, they're going to be like, what's wrong, bro?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Exactly. And if you don't keep it real and you shoot lower and you don't want to, if you want to work with the real guy, there's nothing like, you know, working with the real man. You don't get that experience from working for someone. You get it when you're working with somebody. It's that team mentality we go back to. And another thing in this day and age, I like and I don't like, is how people take criticism. And this is something big. We're going to piggyback off that kind of with the real. Real, sometimes criticism affects how real you are. So is there any time where you've ever experienced where criticism kind of affected you positively or negatively and it prevented you from being real?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you just asked me that question. This is going to be something that I'm going to need for – I need this audio, bro. Whenever – send this to me right after I tell you this. Yeah. I'm about to tell you. So something, criticism that made me not real. And it was 2015 or 16 season. I was in junior college and I was on my way to go to the 4-year level. And during my year, I played my sophomore year at Chemeketa Community College here in Salem, Oregon. And I And then I coached a year of volleyball and basketball, and I graduated from there and then went on to another school. And during my coaching year is actually the year I got recruited. I didn't get recruited the year I played. I got a little bit, but not enough for anything to happen. You know, I had to take care of my own business, and I didn't do that. So it, like, nothing came out of that year. So I coached the next year because I'm actually a coach. I'm actually both, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk about that another day.
Yeah.
But in my whole life, I didn't know I was a coach. Just to give that perspective, I didn't know I was a coach, and I figured it out while I was at Chemeketa and while I was in Salem. I figured out who I was. And so when I go to this next school, I tell the coach, I said, hey, I don't care what your record was last year. I don't care what facilities you have. I don't care where you are in the country. If you give me free food and I have a great relationship with my coaches, I'm coming. That's all I need. And that's what was told to me. And I went. I got my free food. Now, the relationship with my coach, that was different. During that time, it broke me down. Now, it literally, I'm not going to lie, bro, it saved my life.
Wow.
It made me able to be the man that I am today, to be able to support my family. And it's crazy. And I hate that I have to admit that, because while it was happening, I was pissed. So let me tell you what happened. But right now, I want to thank my coach, Joe Nylon. I want to thank him. I'm extremely grateful. So anyway, he's telling me, I'm on the court. We're playing. Like, it's practice. And I'm talking to our big man,
mm-hmm.
my bro Dada. And we're talking about something. And I'm like, hey, we should do this and da-da-da-da-da. Like, out loud, we're talking. Like, right after the play, like, messed up. And we were talking about it, like, trying to, like, fix it. And coach said, Damo, stop coaching. Be a player. And me, being coachable, and I've never, like, I knew I was a coach my whole life because I figured that out. I was like, now this is the time I can finally, like, learn how to be a player. He's going to teach me how to be a player. Like, all right, and I'm coachable. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. So he said, be a player. I immediately, yes, sir. Once I did that, that was the first nail in the coffin. My coachability was my first nail in the coffin. He said, be a player. I said, yes, sir. Did it. I'm not a player, KT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both. I have to coach on the court. I have to. I'm a next gen player. Like, I'm going to be, like, I want to be able to be on a team and be a coach. Like, I don't have to be the head coach. I actually feel like I'm the best assistant coach of all time, and that's what I'm going to do. But I'm both. Like, I can't not coach. Like when he took that away from me and made me not be myself, my game fluctuated. I went back to what I knew.
Yeah.
I setting screens, getting rebounds, running the floor, just being as tough as I can, fighting through all my injuries. Like, I was just trying my hardest at all times, every practice. Every time I could, I tried my very hardest. But he was on my back for everything. Everything. You see, because I was lucky enough, and I didn't know until I got there, to have a full scholarship. And the NAIA, not many players have that. I had a better scholarship than 90% of all athletes in the whole NAIA in every sport.
Wow.
90% of all of them. A better scholarship. And a lot was expected of me. Whatever my coach at Chemeketa told my coach at that school, at the University of Mobile, he wanted to give me a full scholarship and come be a leader. But this is something that he messed up at. He didn't want to give the control. He didn't want to let me be the leader that I was supposed to be. He made me not become real. I wasn't myself. Like, he didn't want to give me that power. And it is what it is, because that's not my ship. I can't decide where the power goes. And I was fine with that. And I did my job. Whatever he said do, I did it. No matter how I felt about it. Because that is, it's about the team. It's not about me. Yeah, my back hurts. But oh well, we got a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, I'm walking like I should need a walker sometimes. Like, I'm in the training office every day getting ice, heat, stim, ice baths, and rehabs, and all this other stuff, and chiropractors. Didn't miss a practice, didn't miss a game. Well, I didn't miss a game, so once the season started, I didn't miss a practice. I had to. I had to practice, or else you don't play. I couldn't let my bros down. And he was just telling me that in the part that was hard for me is because, you know, there's rebounders. If you're a rebounder, coach is going to be like, hey, rebound the ball all day. That's all you're going to hear from coach. Rebound. If you're a shooter, shoot the ball. That's why you're in the game. Shoot the ball. That's why you're out there. Shoot it. If you're a point guard, don't turn the ball over. Like, you're supposed to take care of the ball. If you're this and that, like, everybody has their thing. But the position I was like, I kind of didn't have a position. You know, I was tall enough to be a forward, but my ball handling wasn't good enough to be a guard. But I can play both positions, but I'm good at everything, but I'm not great at anything.
I like that a lot.
I was told that by my guy, Brad Winton. Not Brad Winton. Not Brad. I'm sorry.
You good?
That was I feel terrible right now. I just blanked. But he told, like, at the All-American JUCO Showcase, he told me that I'm good at everything, not great at anything. And that was extremely true. And so that gave him rein to yell at me about everything. About everything. Anything. Rebound the ball. Run the floor. Don't turn it over. Set the screen. This is like, sometimes I'll forget which position I'm playing. I'm supposed to take the ball out, but I'm running the floor. I just hear his voice, just, Damo, 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 Damo. I don't know what to do because I'm trying to think of what he's going to want me to do. And then whatever I do, he's like, no, not that one. Do this. Okay. Like, everything, I'm just trying to, I just hear his voice. Like, I'm trying to do what he wants me to do. Not trying to do what the guy in my head is telling me, like, what I'm telling me to do, what my body's telling me to do. And when I did do it, good things happened. But then once I would start hearing his voice again, it would, like, especially not being able to be the leader that I wanted to be. Sometimes, I did get to do that because sometimes, like, we were, me and the other leaders at the team, we were running, like, shoot-arounds and stuff before games on our own time. We got all the guys, and we'll have a home game. We'll come in there in the morning and go over our own stuff by ourselves. So we did stuff like that, too. But as far as, like, when coach was around, like, nobody could talk about anything, really. Like, it was always him. And I couldn't. It made it hard for me because I'm a coach.
Yeah.
It made it really hard. I had to do it, like, and there was times where I talked back where I shouldn't have. And I had to learn lessons. I had to learn lessons, personal lessons. He didn't do me as bad as he could have did me. And I'm grateful for that because he wanted to teach me that lesson because he probably knew I was paying attention, but he probably knew I didn't know yet. But he gave it to me. And that's also, that goes with something we said earlier today too, preparation.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready for that jump. The speed of that game, my body wasn't ready. I went 5 years in the junior college in a 2-year system. My body, I was my trainer, like as far as like taking care of my body, like I used to, and making sure my body's okay. I did everything by myself. So it was like, once I got there, my body wasn't ready. I was out of shape. Like everything, like it was just like, it was a lesson waiting to happen. Like my body couldn't take it. Now that's when I stopped playing basketball. Like, that's when I stopped. I didn't, like, after that whole experience there, not just on the court, but off the court. And it translated, and both translated as things got progressive. Like, it just, I didn't like the game, which meant I didn't like the way my life was going. Because it's the same to me. And I haven't played basketball competitively since. I played in like adult leagues in Vegas, but like I just started playing basketball then, like trying to get back into it. I really just like playing against my kids, like that I coach, but like that situation really took me back. Like I went back. I had to re-remember who I was, because I wasn't real, man. I wasn't me. I wasn't real. And I honestly, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I can go do it again. I wish I can go back. I still have 1 year of eligibility. I wish I can go back and conquer that monster and do it and get it back, because that place, I don't want to ever be 0-1 against anybody going into the grave. Like, I don't want to be 0-1. I'd rather be 1-2. You know what I mean? Like, I can't take a losing record. I can't take that. Not having one, losing and not getting one. Not getting one? That hurts. That never forget you. Those types of things in your life, you never forget. So that's even though that was really long, we can summarize it or whatever, but that was a time I wasn't real. When I let somebody else talk me out of being myself in one try. They're going to have to fight harder than that to get me to not be myself. Because you asked for this. You paid for this. You paid full price for this. Like, I got to be myself, and you got to figure out how to coach me, and I got to figure out how to play for you. Like, I let him take that away from me off the dribble. And I didn't even, yeah, man, that's all my fault. Everything was my fault, but he taught me how to handle my emotions and handle everything. So I appreciate him for that, because, like, you know, I could have went into a negative direction while having all these great things put in front of me, and I could have blew it. And so I'm grateful for that. And now I'm in the best position I've ever been in my life since.
Yeah, man, that was a powerful story, because now I'm going to talk about, as I listen to that, we hit 5 main points. Number one, don't let someone change who you are. You have to be real. If you're not real, and you let that constant voice in your head say, yeah, I gotta change, well, no, you don't. You're not being real if you're having that voice change you.
Yeah.
Real. Number two, dedication. You got to be dedicated to do this. I mean, this, whatever you do in life, and this is for the next gen crew, dedicated. You got to go up every day. And like you said, with practice, you were dedicated each day to go to practice, because you know, one slip up, I'm not playing. And in life, let's say you have to go to that meeting at 7:30. You got to go there. You can't go at 7:31, right? You got to be dedicated to go. Otherwise, you could be demoted, or you could find yourself, you know, jobless, man. I mean, it takes. And this is a good quote. I don't know if whoever penned it, but you could easily gain your reputation like this, and then one mistake, you lose like that. It just takes one mistake, one slip up. It's gone, man. And you lose that realness. You lose the authenticity. You lose the vibe. And I appreciate that story, man. Really. Number three, being grateful. You gotta be grateful for what you got, man. And it's unbelievable, but you still there? All right, guys, looks like we lost the connection, but I want to say something real quick. Damo's story, guy, is very touching. And what I got out of that is he lost connection there. You got to be real. You got to be dedicated. You got to be grateful. And you got to see it. You got to put in every day of work, every day of finding yourself. Like, this depends on you. Have to put the purpose. You need to live with intent. We're going to wrap it up right now, coming up. So stay tuned for part three, the wrap up. All right, guys, this is KT. We lost connection, Damo, with part two, but I finished it out, buddy. I just kind of recapped it and appreciate that real story.
No problem, bro. I appreciate that real question. Like, see, real bring out the real. Like, a real question brought out the real on that one.
Yeah, I wish this didn't have a problem. Every time we go over, like, a certain time, we're kind of losing connection. But, hey, guys, this is KT, Next Gen, Damo, Next Gen.
Yeah.
About to recap this tonight, as this has been a great, insightful episode. Like, this is our first ever episode, and I think this is going fantastic, for real.
Yeah.
We're being real. We're spreading insight. So we're going to get that story for real, and then we're going to call it a night, because I've had some great
insight. Yeah, we might actually get that in blog form. So, you guys, look forward to, like, some blog, some written form of some of these interviews.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. We could definitely post the blog out, and we could promote that in many ways. So, the Next Gen Blogs, we'll be on the lookout.
Yeah.
That's in the pipeline. We're going to put that up there. I think the first goal for this bot, for sure, is probably make a podcast. That'll be the first one. These stories got to be real, man. We got to share.
Yeah.
We got to share it to that Next Gen. All right, so we're going to recap part two of the interview. Let's start off with first off, let's shout out this once again. Thank you for the question of the week by Celestria about the books. We definitely recap the books and self-expression. You've got to be self-expressive, and you've got to be cautiously aggressive, not just in writing, but just in anything you do, because that's how you do it. I mean, you have to go in the attitude that I need to be self-expressive, and we're not going to let other people tell us. And that's when Damo came in with his story about the coach. What was his coach again? My bad.
Joe Nyland,
his coach, that changed his life. He found that he wasn't real. He was suffocating. He was kind of that fake way. We got to avoid the fake way in the Next Gen. If you feel like you're not being real, find something. Find a place where you need to be real, whether it's a happy place, whether it's somebody mm-hmm. that seek help, man. I mean, don't be afraid to ask. I mean, or even better, if you feel like you were the right person, like Donald said, he felt like he was the right person, and then he got changed. Go back to those roots, man. It's all right. Okay to go back and flip-flop. Flip-flop for the right reason, for a purpose, rather than flip-flop for just a... So I like what you're saying. It's real.
For real, man. Thank you. And if there's anybody out there who wants to connect, if you don't mind, KT, I would like to, since we have that question of the week already.
Yeah.
Would you mind if I take a question of the week over at the Jinsei show and take what's a time where you feel you weren't real?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Go for it.
Definitely. So everybody, please go over to the Jinsei show and call in and let's talk about a time that you feel you weren't real. That's hard. Weren't real. but a time you feel that you weren't being real.
Yeah,
or a time that you let someone else change you, or a time where your integrity, your personal code was compromised. So, yeah, hit me up over at the Jinsei show, and shout out to everybody who came over and favorited my station from the Next Generation. I appreciate you guys, man. Go over there and follow KT station too.
Yeah,
Kevin Touch. Follow Kevin Touch, man.
Anchor Nation too.
Yeah, get us personally there. All right, guys, that's what I got on that.
Yeah, and guys, we're going to pretty much conclude it. But before we go, once again, we want to shout out to a couple people here, but that's what we do. We keep it real and Next Gen level. As soon as we got off that phone call, I want to shout out Monica Unreal Radio, who just favorited us. Appreciate that. A couple other followers I want to just a quick shout out here. Sentiment Future, absolutely, man. You, Alan, wherever you are,
yeah,
keep it up. Celestria for the question. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Gave us more segments to talk about. And without that segment, we would have never kept it real. Appreciate that. A couple more stations we got. We got Ethan Enns, David Phillips, Rachel B. Of course, the crazy Asian. He's always been.
Oh, Sherm the OG.
Yeah. And we also got Nick Diaz of Knots, Graham Sherman, Georgie D, who also followed us, and many more. If I haven't.
Wait. One more. I got it. One more. Yeah. I definitely got a shout out. I got a shout out my bros, Nick from Nick at Night. He's the only reason I even got connected with you.
Nick,
like that's my name, and that was my first anchor interview, and I really got it. I hope he listens to enough to hear this, because this is because of him. So shout out to Nick at Night. I can't wait. We got to have an interview over here on the Next Generation as well, and we got to get you on here, man.
Yeah,
all because of you.
Shout out to Nick, and now we're gonna get you on this show, man. Sentiment Future. You too, man. Alan, wherever you at tonight, we're going to put you on the show. And guys, this isn't just a show for Alan or Nick. This is for anybody. If you feel like you got Nick and talent, let's go. Let's have a convo. You know, call in. Feel free to give us the question of the week. If you feel like you got a question, you got a topic, call in like Celestria did. Just followed into my station, the Kevin Touch. I echoed it over the Next Gen, and we had a convo about. So if you want to be like Nick, Alan, Celestria, or anybody, do it. Feel free. We're open here. Now, Damo, thank you so much for this first ever episode of the Anchor Nation Next Generation.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys, that's going to conclude tonight's episode. If you guys like this episode a lot, feel free to give us some post comments, some post notes, or even better, just give us a comment section below. And if you would like for us to talk about something next week, call in. We'll have a question of the week. We will see you next week, or even better, whenever. We don't have a direction. We don't have no time frame. We will see you next time on the Anchor Nation Next Generation with Damo KT. This is KT signing off. And Damo, let's finish it with you. Sign that off.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for everything. This is Damo with the Jensei Show over at Anchor Nation, the Next Generation. We appreciate you guys. If you could, please, please, please leave a comment, leave a review, leave anything. We appreciate your support. Keep it real with us. If we can do something better, let us know. If you like what we're doing, we'll triple down on that for
you. Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate the support and love, guys. Peace out.
Peace.